We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We spent some time on Friday talking about this, a state law Friday that legalizes edibles. How it works is Minnesotans, where 21 and older, can buy THC-infused edibles, the beverages, that contain more than 5 milligrams per serving and 50 milligrams per package. And there was a lot of talk about, wait a second, who knew what was in this bill, what happened? In fact, it's a read from a Star Tribune story. The head of the Minnesota Board of Pharmacy, which will have regulatory authority, had this to say. The executive director said this: some things were changed at the 11th hour, especially that 5 milligrams and 50 milligrams, but here we are. It got passed. We are going to do our best to support it. Now, our guest, Representative Heather Edelson, who is the author of the bill, she's been adamant in saying, no, that's not true, that there was full transparency all along. Heather is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Heather, what do you say to these folks, and thank you for coming on, who say we had no idea what we were voting on, or even the Board of Pharmacy saying something changed? Why do you disagree with them?
Well, thank you for having me, by the way.
Thank you.
So, yeah, of course. Well, with that, you know, the executive director has changed in the Board of Pharmacy. So who is now the executive director of the Board of Pharmacy is not who I had worked with. It changed towards the end of session. So at the time, it was Cody Weiberg. And executive director Weiberg was very much understanding what we were doing here. So that would not be true. And also,
so
just
what,
to elaborate a little bit, we did.
Yeah.
I was going to say this bill, while it did not have a hearing in the Senate, the bill did have three hearings in the Minnesota House, and so it is absolutely was out there for the public to have access to what was happening. We did change the milligrams, actually in Commerce in the second hearing that we had. It might have been the second or third, but the point is that when it got to the policy bill, all the details were there. And so it was not changed at the 11th hour as well.
So I'm seeing verification on that from multiple story on Weiberg. Does it surprise you? Does it make any sense why Phillips, the present executive director of the pharmacy board, would suggest there were late changes?
You know, I'm not going to comment too much on that. I mean, the reality is she's now inherited something that maybe she didn't work on, and I can't imagine that's easy, taking over and when you didn't work on a product. And so maybe she was just misinformed at that point.
Okay, how about Jim Abler, right, who's been very visible for a number of years, chairs now on the Senate side, the Human Services Reform, Finance, and Policy Committee. He told the Trib he did not realize the law would legalize edibles, and he said the legislature should consider rolling it back. Ryan Winkler and others basically said there's no chance. What do you say to Senator Abler?
I would agree with Representative Winkler that there's not a chance. I mean, it's been overwhelming positive feedback from community members and Minnesotans. So the critical thing to think about this law too is that these products were being sold in really unsafe ways, milligrams that were, you know, maybe 25 milligrams for one gummy, 250 milligrams for a box of cereal per serving. People were getting sick. These products were there. We also had people that would go to states like Colorado or Massachusetts, where they were legal, and, you know, try to get them back here. And you had otherwise people that are following all the laws trying to figure out, well, hey, how do I get the product that I want and bring it back to the state of Minnesota? Now, that to me is a law that we actually have to have a conversation about, because Minnesotans want access to this. 19 other states have really looked at ways to make THC products available to Minnesotans. And so it was something that we had to have a policy discussion on. I didn't put it out there as we were. This is legalization of you know, recreational use, adult use, THC. But there's no question that, you know, this does have THC that makes it legal.
Okay, so I've admitted this before. This is the first time we've had a chance to chat. I've thought recreational marijuana should have been legal in this state a long, long time ago. I think it's been sad that it's been so difficult for medicinal marijuana to be legal. So as this was moving through the House and Senate, and when you realized it was going to pass, did you have any idea that it would cause this controversy? And how significant of a story should this be for what is allowed now compared to what some people want for the full legalization of recreational marijuana?
You know, I think this is a really good step for Minnesota. I really am glad we were able to get this passed. 5 milligrams of THC makes it is a much more manageable dose for somebody, say, like my size, or, you know, depends. I mean, it also depends on how your body metabolizes it. But having 55 milligrams per gummy and 50 milligrams for a package, I think what we did is we cracked the door on something that was being sold in the state, but made it safer, and really tried to make consumers aware of what they would be consuming to give, hopefully, Minnesota. Throughout our history, we've been Republicans and controlled Democrats and divided government of some form for decades. And so this issue just becomes so partisan that we can't have a real public health conversation like we need to about it. And so if it happens to pass this way, then so be it. I feel good about what has happened. And of course we do have to go back and there's more work that needs to be done, but I'm feeling proud of the work that we've done and that this bill did pass.
Representative Heather Edelson is with us. Chad Hartman here on CCO. We're talking about now the change in the law for liquid edibles and what is allowed. Again, I'm on record saying I think recreational marijuana should be legal in this country. For the folks, Heather, who look at this and say, this will make things less safe for individuals, this will make the roads less safe. We don't understand why we need to add this and make this a legal product. What do you say to that portion of the audience which is listening now?
I've heard that. But at the same time, these products are being consumed. It pushes people to an illegal market. It pushes people to try to go to other states to purchase it. It's not like these products are not available. They're just available in ways that are not safe. And so it makes sense to have, you know, and this is the thing. I mean, I'm known at the Capitol for being very bipartisan. I'm a Democrat, but I work really well with Republicans because at the end of the day, we have to pass laws that work for Minnesotans. And Minnesotans are telling us they want this product. It actually is doing public harm by us not having these conversations. And so by it being legal, we now get to say, how do we protect it so it stays out of the hands of certain people? I've, you know, been in contact with law enforcement trying to figure out what's their feedback as we look to next session. It is absolutely better for us to have a legal pathway to regulate. And you know, there's lots of conversation about this. Tap it next session.
Senate Majority Leader Jeremy Miller put out a statement in the last couple hours saying that when legalizing edibles became a fairly significant story on Friday, the Democrats put out a statement, talked about it, were proud of it. And then this case, after the city of Minneapolis saw a number of safety issues, legitimate safety issues, where videos show there was lawlessness that was taking place in downtown, that the Democrats are silent. What do you say to the Senate Majority Leader about that point?
You know, I haven't seen his statement, but I think, you know, for Republicans right now, anything they can do to capitalize that Democrats are not good on public safety is something they tend to like to bring up, which is just not true. I mean, many of us work really well with our law enforcement, are working to tackle crime. But, you know, that outside of this is, you know, we have to have tough conversations where we're not constantly pointing this partisan finger. I mean, governing is so much more than the partisanship that we hear about. And it's, for people like me, it's really frustrating. I'm elected to do a job. We need to have public policy conversations that are actually genuine. And I haven't seen a statement, but I guess I'll look for it.
Yeah, I would just say, as an observer, I would think we can have both conversations. We shouldn't be alone and saying, well, we can only talk one topic. That means we can't talk about the other topic. We can talk about both. Okay, let's just finish talking about the potential of conventional recreational marijuana and its legalization. The way this played out, fair or not, the way Republicans have reacted, it's an election year. What's the likelihood when you gather next year that recreational marijuana in the traditional sense will happen? Because to me, I look at this and the way it's played out, and I'm still very skeptical it's going to happen here. I don't agree with it, but I still think we're going to be pretty late to the game in the state.
Chad, I think you're making a good point. Again, just highlighting the fact that, like, we've had our divided legislature in some form for decades, that it's made these conversations, unfortunately, really challenging, even those states where it's, you know, you have Republican leadership that are leading on those conversations. For some reason here, it ends up shutting down conversations. I hope, you know, I think over the last 4 years, Senator Coran, who's a Republican, and I have done a lot of really great work around expanding the medical cannabis program in the state of Minnesota. For instance, I was the chief author of putting raw marijuana plants into the medical program, which became available in March. So we know that cannabis is a plant that does have medicinal qualities that people want to have access to. And so we, as a state, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, need to really genuinely start having conversations on how we make it available and then do so in a safe way. I don't know what
Heather, enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy the conversation. We'll continue to follow up. And we've talked a lot about recreational marijuana on this show, and we'll continue. Thanks again.
Thanks, Chad. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.